Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the WrestleTalk podcast. I am not Luke Owen. I am Chopper Pete Quinnell, stepping in for Luke. He's off doing other stuff. He's got his own projects. But I am joined by the hardest working woman in all of sports entertainment. I got it right. Denise Salcedo. Hi, Denise.
Glad to be on here. Very glad to be on here with you today, Pete.
Yes, it's a great show that we just recorded. We came up with a new team name. It's great. I'm not going to spoil the name. We'll talk about it later, but well, it's a fun show. We're talking about Rumble stuff. But Denise, we mentioned this briefly on the show. This is the first show that me and you have done just us. We've been on like Quizlemania together and stuff like that, but just us. This is the first show we've done. I thought it went okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's not the same kind of chemistry that you and Luke have. I mean, like, you put on a great show every week.
No, I think our show was really good. I think our show was great, okay? It was more than okay. It was super okay.
Super okay.
Like, yeah. I was so chill. I even got comfortable, leaned back, had my feet up on my desk. People couldn't see that, though, because that my feet were chopped off. But people didn't know. I was literally, like, putting my feet up, chilling.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
That's good. That's good. How you know it's a good time.
I'm relaxing. That's what I'm going to take out of this.
Yeah.
I'm a very relaxing presence to be around.
Thank you.
I'm going to take it as a compliment. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, tell you what, let's quickly get into the show then for this the intro bit, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other stuff. But first, let's talk about the Royal Rumble and all the news surrounding it, because there's a lot. It's Royal Rumble season. It's January, so there's all of the Royal Rumble news. There's been so much going on with the Impact stuff, and there's been all the releases obviously are impacting things, and then you've got the injuries coming in. There's so much to talk about with the Rumble. So the main question we're going to be asking, is the Royal Rumble in 2022 actually still going to work? Maybe. We'll talk about it. Welcome to the WrestleTalk podcast show. I was going to say review because that's just habit. I've never done a Friday show before. This is new. It's exciting. Also, I'm joined by Denise.
Sup? So I think this is our first show together one-on-one.
I know. That's what I was thinking, because the thing is, with your Friday shows, obviously you got Team Danook. That's your classic, you and Luke, right? Then you have, what did you have a team name for you and Adam?
Yeah, it was called Adam, right? Team Dam.
Team Dam.
Which I feel that's accurately great. Describes both me and Adam, because we have such, we could never agree on anything. We're polar opposites.
Well, the thing is, Denise, I was thinking about it, and I think I've come up with the perfect team name for us.
That what
I
is
think
it?
Is completely, there's nothing wrong with this team name, no faults whatsoever. It's Team Panice.
Shut up. Shut up. I'm dying. Oh my God. I did not know where you were going with this. Holy sh. You know what I thought you were going to do? I was like, what would it be? It'd be Deet? PT'd?
Uh-huh.
Not no. Once did I think, what is it again? P. How'd you pronounce it's- it?
It's Team Panisse. There's nothing wrong with that name.
Oh, so is it French? Panisse? Well, I don't know Panisse. I highly doubt Panisse is a French. I don't know any French, but it sounds French. Panisse, please come in and have a Panisse.
As I said, perfect team name. No faults.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, that's it. I think we're an instant classic now. Team Panisse. Yep. Make team it into Panisse. A t-shirt, Ollie.
At Ollie Davis. He won't check it. He doesn't go on Twitter.
What does this mean for us? If we're Team Panisse.
I don't know. I feel like we've now just become the best Friday team. Like, by default, right? I feel like this is the new thing. Like, when Luke's back, he's off doing his own thing today. He's got a live show in London he's at right now. But once he's back, once he's had his fun over there.
Wow, he is so fancy. In London, doing a show. My God. I know. Why would he come join Little Us?
Like, the thing is, Denise, you're a workaholic. You do a lot of live shows and all that other stuff. Finally, Luke is doing one today and already chatting S about him being like, oh, he's off doing his own thing.
Yeah,
you're always off doing your own thing, Denise.
I'm never off in London. I saw he posted I think he's on a plane or something. He wasn't on a plane. He was like
something.
He was on a train. Okay, on a train. Yeah. And he's got his mask photo and he's like, I'm going somewhere. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at you, Luke. Fancy.
Let's just hope he doesn't get handed a potato by a guy on the
plane. That's so true. Please, Luke, come back to us.
Yeah, fingers crossed, Luke, please. Anyway, we should probably talk about what we're here to talk about. Get in your Ultra Chats, by the way, to wrestletalk.com/support. Any thoughts you have about the Royal Rumble this year or what WWE is going to do about it? Because one of the new things that's come up this week about the Royal Rumble is that there's a few injuries keeping a few people out. Names like Drew McIntyre, King Woods, and Sasha Banks were three names that were mentioned, which all of them, I think, are pretty big deals. Not necessarily that any of them were going to win, apart from maybe with the exception of Drew. Maybe, Sasha, you can make the argument. I don't think King Woods would have won. But now, with those three people out, and also the other, specifically in the men's Rumble, the other world title matches they've got, with Reigns and Lesnar and Rollins and Lashley, they're all kind of, like, taken up. So unless they also enter, who's left as like a big convincing winner for the Royal Rumble? You've got Big E, right?
But but I almost feel like, well, see, like Big E would be a great win, and I think people would be very excited for it. And I think people would genuinely like pop for that, right? But I also feel like it would be something of like, okay, well, he was already champion, right? Unfortunately, he got defeated in a way that I think a lot of people were pretty surprised, right? When he was the one who took the pin in that match. And then after that, you know, he's taking L's to Seth Rollins, which obviously, if you're gonna take L's to somebody, it might as well be Seth Rollins. It might as well be, you know, in a fantastic match the way they did. But it's kind of like, well, how do you hype up Big E story-wise to get him to that place where he is the, you know, the person that wins the Royal Rumble? And it's this like feel-good story. We got a couple of weeks. I guess they can do like a maybe, I don't know what they can do here. Like, I feel like they got to add more because, again, we're going from like, we went from here with Big E to like down here now. And unfortunately, like there's a lot of people that can argue that Biggie's reign, because it wasn't that long, they didn't get to do as much with it. There really wasn't much there with that reign. So I do kind of feel that would take away a little bit of the impact. But I still think at the end of the day, like if you go out there and, you know, you do a really good, you know, Royal Rumble and it's fun and it's exciting and all those things we love in the Royal Rumble, and you were to have somebody like Biggie get the win, I think at the end of the day, like you would still get that like reaction. But I do definitely feel that I definitely feel we got to see some, you know, some names from NXT in there. I feel like that has to be added because it's like, dude, how many people do you actually care about on these rosters that you're like, I really want them to win the Royal Rumble? Not many.
It's really not, like, you can count them on one hand probably. I think Big E would be the most likely like big reaction, big winner that everyone would really like. I think there's a really good story there of him trying to reclaim his title from the time he lost it, from, you know, surprise challenger at the last minute that was added and all that stuff, him trying to reclaim the WWE title. It's a solid story, especially if Lashley ends up beating Lesnar, which is maybe, I don't know, we'll talk about that in a bit if you want. Big E trying to fight back against Lashley, who he's already faced prior to try and get the WWE championship back. I think that's a solid story that they could go with if they want to. I don't think that's the plan they had originally. And I think this is very much going to be a... I feel like they're just kind of piecing everything together at this point. They're just trying to get as many band-aids as they can. Be like, oh, God, there's a thing over here. Oh, God, COVID over here. Let's get this person over here. Oh, God, no, we need to put out this fire over here. So I don't know what they're going to do for this whole year, for this whole year's of Rumbles. Because, like I said, especially in the men's one, if you don't have any of the world title match challengers or champions enter the match itself, after that, you're really going to have, like, a serious lack of convincing winners. So either... you're going to have something that's going to be really special and magical because no one's going to see it coming. You go, oh my God, like Damian Priest won. That's awesome. Or, you know, Otis has won and everyone's going, oh, okay.
See, I don't think I would like that. I think it has to be somebody that the people want to root for. Like, okay, who did you just mention right now? You mentioned Otis and
Damian Priest.
Like, I feel that Damian Priest would be a good option, but I think it would have been better, like, coming off of everything that he was doing with Bad Bunny. I think right now with the character change, I don't necessarily know if that's, like, the person I would say, like, oh yeah, like, a lot of people want, you know, him to win the Royal Rumble. I don't really feel that way. And so, like, I was trying to think, like, who the hell else would be somebody that I would want to see win the Royal Rumble. I think literally just because, you know, we're a fan of this person and he's respected. Granted, the storyline isn't there either, but I was like, what about AJ Styles? I feel that given that we're all waiting for him to have, like, this, like, bomb feud, and we don't want to see him feeling with Grayson Waller. We don't want to see him doing stuff with Omos. We want to see him, you know, in the main title picture doing that. He's somebody, like, for the guys, obviously, and I'm, like, looking at the rest of this list, and I'm literally trying to find somebody else that I feel that I would personally, like, pop and react for, and as I scroll through this list, I cannot think, like, okay, like, even if they were to do, like, Finn Balor, okay, mm-hmm. No, the story's not there either. They've done so much, like, I feel like they've done so much negative stuff with Finn Balor that I don't even know if I would necessarily, like, react to that. So it's like the options are very slim. I think, you know, a lot of people were, you know, guessing, like, hey, what if it's Bron Breakker? I think something like that would be exciting because I think I'd rather see something like a Bron Breakker, somebody who's, you know, an up and coming, you know, rising star. Well, I mean, obviously now he's champion, so he's a little bit more than that, but you can still say rising star, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, he were to come in and have a showcase, I think that would be really cool because everybody would know we are on the precipice of watching somebody essentially, like, jump into stardom, you know, like, you're seeing that growth. Like, that was the thing that I thought was really cool about last year's Royal Rumble when Bianca Belair won, because that one was like, okay, she had everything that you needed, that you wanted in a Royal Rumble winner, like somebody who, you know, was good, athletic, etc., already had all the tools, right, in ring wise and personality wise but okay, now she is, you know, officially getting this opportunity. And then the other thing was she was very likable. You felt like you were seeing a star being born, so it felt like a big deal. It was, even though it was a pick that I think a lot of people wanted, I don't necessarily know how many people thought that WWE was actually going to pull the plug, because when it was down to the final two, Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair, I knew that mostly everybody wanted Bianca Belair to win, but I legitimately thought that they were going to go with who I considered the safer option, Rhea Ripley, at the time. Obviously, you know, in hindsight, things definitely ended up working out a lot differently, right? But during that point in time, I thought, okay, Rhea Ripley is a safe bet to go here. But then you have Bianca Belair win in this incredible Rumble. She's crying. It's legitimate. You know, you got it. Baby face, and oh, people are excited to see where her future is going to go. That was a moment where I think you had all the ingredients in terms of what makes a very special Royal Rumble winner. I can't think of somebody really right now with that. Yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about the women's side of things now as well, because in the women's side, it's not even necessarily that they have a lack of possible winners. It's that they have a lack of women, full stop, actual competitors in the match. But obviously, they announced that there are a bunch of people in advance. They got the whole potential Impact crossover thing with Mickie James being the Knockouts champion. So firstly, let's talk about that Impact crossover. Do you think, Denise, because there's been a lot of chatter as to whether this is just going to be Mickie is here and also happens to be Knockouts champion, or some people are saying that this is an actual Impact crossover and we could see more Impact stars coming into the Royal Rumble to try and fill those gaps that they have on the roster. Do you think this is an Impact crossover, or is it just Mickie's there and she's also a name?
I honestly think that it's going to really just be a, for this point in time right now, I think it's just going to be Mickie James, and she just happens to be Impact Knockouts champion. Obviously I'm not speaking towards, whether or not there'll be more collaborations between Impact Wrestling and WWE in the future, but I just feel like right now, and knowing, I guess, how WWE is and their patterns in terms of how they do things, I can't see them putting so much focus on another company by bringing in so many of their people, where it's like, let's just say they were to bring in, I don't know, like two more people or three more people, right? For the women, I just feel like that would be too much of like, hey, this is Impact Star, right? Like that would just be too much, mm-hmm. right? So I kind of just think that it's going to be just Mickie James.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with you here, but I thought it was really interesting that just in 2021, WWE released 22 women from their roster, and currently they have 21 active women on their roster.
It's nuts. It's so insane. And like, I don't know, man, because it's not even like, it's not even like you're like, oh, those women sucked or anything like that. No, you could have literally like, you could have even just hung on to them at least for the Royal Rumble or something,
Exactly,
I mean, like
right?
From a business perspective, you would think like, oh, shoot, we got the Royal Rumble coming up in a bit. Hey, let's hold off a little bit and see what we can do or something, But I don't know, man, because I just like you would think so, right? Like in high, like you would think, hey, I'm going to have this big event that, we're mm-hmm. known for doing. We don't got enough people. And I get it. Like you bring in the legends and you're always going to get a reaction for those people. But even then, like, I know that it's like, okay, you ask somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to say yes. They could be like, no. And I love, when they bring in legends and whatnot. I think it's very exciting to see those women in there. And they always get such a good reaction. And it's so fun to see them in the ring, have those interactions with, people that they haven't had interactions with. So like I pop for all of that, but it's like, okay, well, you can't do too much of it either. It's got to be sprinkled in.
Yeah. I just want to rattle off some of these names that they released from the past year, because some of them, granted, are just NXT talent, probably like very, very minimal chance of them actually like winning a Rumble or anything. But some of these names, goodness me, Tegan Nox, Nia Jax, Ember Moon, Eva Marie, Mia Yim, a few NXT names, Katrina Cortez, Zayda Ramir, Jessie Kamea, B-Fab, Frankie Monet would have been a great addition to this Rumble, Scarlett Bordeaux, Mercedes Martinez, Marina Shafir, Lana, Ruby Riott, Santana Garrett, Jessamyn Duke, Peyton Royce, Billie Kay, Chelsea Green, like all of these names are all people, well, not all of them, but some of them are obviously NXT names and had less chance of winning, but a lot of those names could have been, if they were in this match, people that could have legitimately been considered a viable winner for this match. But now, who have they got? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a back-to-back win for Bianca Belair for this year, because there's a legitimate story that they could tell here, because Becky Lynch has been avoiding her since she won the title. you know, she came in at SummerSlam and kind of took the underhanded tactic to win the title from her. And since then, she's kind of been avoiding it. They had the one triple threat at Crown Jewel. And then since then, she's just been avoiding Bianca. Bianca's gone over to and had her feud with Doudrop now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bianca win again to finally face Becky Lynch again at WrestleMania and win her title back, which is possible. I don't know. Do you reckon you could see Bianca Belair double win?
I wouldn't hate that, because who else is in there? Do you have the list?
I can get the list.
Okay, yeah. I forgot off the top of my head, you know, who everybody that's in it. Because I know you got Charlotte. Okay. Because Charlotte declared herself into the Rumble, right?
Yeah, she did. Yes. Yeah.
So we have,
Tony Storm was her challenger before that, and then Tony Storm left. So the full list of names we've got is Rhea Ripley, Nikki A.S.H., Dana Brooke, Carmella, Queen Zelina, Tamina, Shotzi, Natalia, Aaliyah, Naomi, Shayna Baszler, Charlotte Flair, who's the SmackDown Women's Champion, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Lita, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, Summer Rae, and Mickey James.
The other person that I can think of, but I don't think that the story is there, and they needed to do a lot more with this person leading into the Rumble for this person, I think, to be like a, you know, Royal Rumble winner, Shotzi. Just because, like, mm-hmm. she's new and she's exciting for the most part, like, you know, people are into her, but I just feel like she's not there yet. So that's even too far of a stretch. And it's like, okay, Rhea Ripley, you know, she's obviously, you know, Rhea Ripley could be an interesting one, because she, you know, just broke up with Nikki A.S.H. They haven't, you know, this could be a way of sort of, you know, jumpstarting her again as a main player. I mean, obviously, with such little women, you can say that, like, you're going to be a main player regardless of the women's division. But you get what I mean, right? Like, so I do think Rhea Ripley could be another option. Mm-hmm. I don't see that one too much of a far stretch. Now, will people react to it? I don't know. That's a whole different story. But I think Rhea Ripley could be an option. Shotzi would be a far away option, like a far stretch option. I don't know how to say that. And then Bianca Belair, she's probably the only one, like you said, with an actual story there. And then, I mean, unless they surprise us with somebody where I'm like, oh my God, that, you know who I would love to see in the Royal Rumble, actually, for the women on the NXT side, I would love to see Dakota Kai. And I know that this is like too much like wishful thinking. So if you allow me a moment to fantasy book for a second, please. I would love to see Dakota Kai like enter the Rumble and be the person to win the Rumble. And I get it. Like, it's too much of a far stretch. But I think, because I really like Dakota Kai, and I feel like she's constantly being like, you know, shoved to the side. And, you know, there was that moment where we all thought like she was going to go to the main roster. You know, she was gone from NXT for a bit, and then they brought her back, and you're just like, man, like, you know, she is a, you know, a big fish in a little pond here. She is definitely already main roster material, has been main roster material. She's an option. Obviously, Raquel Gonzalez, I think she's done just about everything that she can do on NXT, and I think that she would be somebody. It's like, you look at her and she's like, you know, she's got such a great look. She's, you know, I think she's like the Wonder Woman type woman, where, you know, she could go in there and literally, you know, she could be the person that gets the most eliminations for that Royal Rumble. So that could be like something pretty impressive for her. I think that she would be a good option there too. I'm trying to think who else from NXT. Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez. Cora Jade might have a run in, especially they really like Cora. Yeah. So I think that she would probably be like a nice little, like, oh, you know, she gets in there, she'll probably get eliminated, but, you know, she could be somebody there too. I'm trying to think who else.
They could try and do a comedy spot with the brand new Wendy Chu that they debuted on this week's episode. They could try and do a comedy bit spot. Of her sleeping.
And Billy Kay is not there no more. So who else is going to do the comedy? And Billy Kay and Peyton. And they had that really fun, interaction last year during the Rumble too. Oh my God, it's pretty crazy, like, when you think about last year's Rumble.
Yeah, and they're gone now. Oh my God. I could also see there's a very, very outside chance of this one, I think, of having Naomi win. I feel like they won't, because WWE doesn't like Naomi for whatever reason. But if Naomi did win, they could try and continue. I would hate it if they did, but I could totally see him doing it. If Naomi did win and continue the storyline she's got with Sonya Deville, where she kept...
Oh my gosh, that's been going on way too long. They need to tie it up. They need to end that thing already. I've lost so much interest in that already.
And there's no reason for it. It's like Sonya Deville hates Naomi. Why? Don't know. She just does. It's like we just haven't got a reason for any of it. I'm not going to get into that. I talk about it enough on the SmackDown reviews. But they could totally do, like, you know, Sonya Deville tries to strip Naomi of her title shot and then she has to try and win it back. Oh, and all that stuff.
I don't see. I'm going to have to root against you. I don't want to see that anymore.
No. I don't want to see it. I'm just saying they could.
Just
throw it out there.
And if you think about it, too, like, Naomi came back at last year's Rumble, right? I think so.
Maybe.
Because I remember one of the highlights of the Rumble was literally seeing her go at it with Bianca Belair. I think they had probably like the most exciting aspect of the Rumble. That was legitimately one of my favorite parts of the Women's Rumble last year. So, and I was so foolish. I really thought they were going to finally do something with Naomi because she's so freaking cool, you know? And I think like you got such a fun character there. Something that I think is, you know, relatable and a lot of people would, you know, be fans. You know, she's somebody that's relatable and a lot of people would be fans of, you know, they could do like, she's so fun, you know, the glow and all of that. There's totally, something there. And she's athletic. What? It's not like she's not athletic.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's someone who is instantly marketable. And even though they have treated her terribly, she still gets good reactions. And that is a real testament to how good she is. So I really think they should do some more stuff with her. It's a damn shame.
I almost feel like she's stuck in that situation where it's like they've seen her as somebody that has been there for such a long time. And in their eyes, it's like, oh, well, she hasn't necessarily gotten over to the extent that they would want her to get over to, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, well, now she's just there. Now she's just, you know, filling a void. I think that's the way they see it, to be honest. I don't know.
I think she has now firmly Kofi Mania, she has taken the Kofi Kingston spot of the women, in that she is someone exciting who can get over with the fans, do some fun spots and be very athletic, but they're never really gonna push her anywhere. And then of course Kofi Mania happened and he got on fire, and then they did, fine, we'll give you a WWE championship match, and back down the card you go after you lose your title to Brock Lesnar again. I don't think they're really going to do anything with her in particular. We spoke briefly about the Impact crossover, and Even if we think it's just going to be Mickie James in this one, I think the speculation is something that is making this year's Rumble quite exciting. And I think that even if they try and get more Impact talent, or whether it is just Mickie James, just trying to piece over these holes, because I think, especially for a Rumble, the less you know about it, the more exciting it becomes. For something like a Rumble, when you don't know who's going to win, when you really don't have that many legitimate people you could consider being a possible winner, then you just go, well, I have no idea what's going to happen. I feel like almost in a car crash way, I'm really interested in this year's Rumble because I just don't know what they're going to do. So I'm actually quite excited. Maybe they should do this more often, where they just don't know what they're going to do. Because the thing is with WWE, they always seem to book themselves out of a corner. Whenever they back themselves into it, they do some wonderful booking from out of nowhere and somehow recover almost all the time. So I don't know whether this is, they've had a really good run of Rumbles in the last few years, so I'm really hoping they can continue this and make this another year where you just go, wow, back through against the wall, and they just pull something amazing that we didn't even see coming. I don't know what that would be though.
no I don't know either, but I'm thinking, oh god, I forgot what I was thinking for a second. I was gonna say something and I just completely forgot. What were we talking? We were talking about like them basically like coming up with something creative. There was something that you said that was going to cause me to say something. Now I completely forgot.
I was talking about being backed into a corner and booking themselves out.
Prior to that, you said something else.
They've had
a
really good run of Rumbles and something else.
The interest heading into the Royal Rumble. Yes. That's right. That's what it was. Okay. I feel like I'm interested in this year's Rumble just because kind of the same thing. Like, well, here's the thing. I'm a little bit torn. So like part of me wish that they wouldn't have announced all of the names that they announced for the Women's Rumble, because I'm sorry, but like I grew up a major Lita fan. So I don't care how many times she's a surprise in the Royal Rumble. Like when I hear her music, I'm like, oh my God, it's Lita. You know, have this like, you know, moment. And so for me, it's like I would have liked those names to, you know, be be not spoiled. I would have liked those to be a surprise. I think that I think the Mickie James thing, like, I get why they did it. You know, it also really helped out Impact Wrestling, which was definitely needed, especially heading into Hard to Kill. You know what she's doing with Deonna Purrazzo and all of that. So I get that one. I think that one by itself would have been that one, and maybe a few of like the jobbers that you're like, ah, we know this person's not gonna win. You know, if they would have announced Mickie James and like a few of those people, then it would have been like, oh, cool. You know, you got enough to kind of, you know, cushion the rumble a little bit, so you know, maybe a little bit of what to expect. But keep some of the other names, like, you know, keep the Bella Twins a secret, keep Lita secret, like keep Kelly Kelly secret, those kinds of people, like keep those secret, because I feel like the reveal was kind of like, what? And then you didn't really get a chance to react, because then it's like, what again? And then you're like, oh, another person, and it's all Mickie James. So like, you're all freaking out about that, right? So I wish that they would not have given away all of those surprises. But then at the end of the day, I also think they did it because they know that people are having the conversation of, hey, there's not enough women. Where are the women going to come from? Are you going to build new women? Where are these women coming from? Are they going to fall from the sky? So I think they did also, they did that too, to kind of maybe lessen a little bit of that conversation. And then on top of that, so that was part of the reason. That's one of the things that I wish that they wouldn't have done. And then the other part of me is kind of like, all right, we don't know. You know, we're here talking. We have a bunch of question marks with the men's and the women's Royal Rumble, right? And I think given that I don't know who is going to be like the winner for this, it kind of like, to me, it kind of like, it, there's the element of me being excited about it, right? But then there's also the element of not really, because growing up as a wrestling fan, the reason why I looked up, why I looked forward to the Royal Rumble each and every single year was because I had my pick. I had my wrestler. I was going to go in, and God darn it, if this person didn't win, I was going to be mad and outraged and all of this, you know? So going into the Rumble all those years, I knew I had something to root for. And I think that's what's, you know, that's what's supposed to be exciting about the Rumble. Like, if you're really counting on somebody to win, and oh my God, they're almost being eliminated, they're, this could be it, and you're just hanging on there wondering, like, please God, don't let them get eliminated. It has been such a, like, now I feel like now it's mainly just like the last, you know, when it's the bottom two or the bottom four, you're the final four, the final two, where you're just, you know, with that reaction. But you want to have that, I think, that reaction throughout the entire Rumble. So for me, I want to have at least, you know, either A, somebody that I'm really rooting for, or like you mentioned, a couple of people where I'm like, you know what? Wow, I don't know what WWE is going to do. They got a really good option here, and they got another really good option here. Which option are they going to go with? So I do feel that's something that is definitely lacking heading into the Rumble. I want to have somebody to root for, or a couple people to root for.
Well, I think the thing is, you can do both, where you don't know who's going to win. The problem is that WWE hasn't built up enough likable characters. There aren't enough people that are over enough on the roster. Because if you have a selection of 5-6 people that everyone's really into at the same time, you know, they don't have to be top stars or anything, but people that are really into going into the Rumble, you can go like, oh man, as long as any of those 5 or 6 guys win, I'm going to be really happy about this. But there isn't that. We're talking about people that we want to win because the story would fit, rather than
I think that takes away from the excitement, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
As a kid, like when you would watch, you know, the Royal Rumble, like, was there anybody that you were like, oh, I really hope this person wins? Like anybody that like every year you were rooting for, something like that?
I mean, I am probably the most basic bitch. So I was like, Stone Cold, he's great. Give me more of him. Or The Rock, he's great.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was very basic. Well, the thing is though, is because I watched wrestling. I watched wrestling with my two older brothers. So they were a little bit more like, yeah, I'm trying to be cool. I really like Stone Cold because he comes down and he beats people up. And I'm like, I also enjoy Stone Cold. I had no strong feelings about it, but they liked it. So I must also like it.
You want to be part of the cool club.
Exactly. Yeah. They liked wrestling. I also have to enjoy wrestling. And then, you know, it was like, oh, Kane was here. He's probably going to choke sides of people. I want Kane to win. You know, We had short attention spans.
Oh, that's adorable. But... mine every year was Chris Jericho. God, you have no idea the disappointment, the utter crushing blow that I would feel every year that Chris Jericho did not win the Royal Rumble. Like every year I was like, I wasn't smart. You know, I didn't see stories. I didn't see like, oh, this is where they're heading with this. I didn't look at that stuff. I just watched the show and was entertained with what I was entertained with. And I was the biggest Chris Jericho fan, like Jerichoholic to the core, right? And so when, like, every single year I would tell everybody, like, because, you know, we would watch it as a family, my uncle, my cousins, and everybody would come over, we'd have like a little Royal Rumble party, right? And we would do the numbers too, like you get the numbers and, you know, whoever wins gets like a pot of money, etc. That's really fun too. And so like every year I would tell everybody it's Chris Jericho's year. I know it. I feel it. And every single year, like, he would come in and I'd be like, all right, this is a good number, you know, trying to think of strategies. And then like the entire time that he was in there, it was like, oh my God, like I was on the edge of my nerves. And I don't remember the last time I felt that way. It's been a very long time. Well, actually I'm lying, because I did feel on the edge of my nerves during the Rhea Bianca thing. Like I was feeling pretty like,
yeah, that's true. I mean, I felt that way during the Drew win in 2020 and also the Shinsuke win in 2018 as well. I was rooting so hard for Shinsuke. I was also very drunk at the time, but we all did like a load of like prediction stuff, and I predicted Shinsuke to win, and I was like, this is gonna be the time. Shinsuke's just come in. They haven't treated him great on the main roster so far, but Shinsuke's gonna win, damn it. And he came in at 14 and I was like, oh God, he's not gonna win, this is too early. Shinsuke, he can't win from here, this is way too early. Made it all to the end and won, and eliminated like Roman Reigns. I was like, what's happening? He eliminated Roman Reigns and won. It was great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Like, the way I see it, like, if the Royal Rumble can manage to get me excited, like the final brink of moments, or like the entire way through, like, I think it's a you know, it's definitely a like, that's like when I go back and I think of like some of my favorite Royal Rumbles, like I really like now, like I really feel bad that like one of my favorite ones like ever was the Benoit win. Oh, it was one of the best Royal Rumbles. And I'm like, damn it. Like, you know, because now I don't really feel the same way about it. But like before I did, I was just like, I just remember that reaction was just like, you know,
yeah, totally. And funnily enough, Ollie and Luke will be reviewing Royal Rumble 2004 on our Patreon page, patreon.com/WrestleTalk. They're going to be reviewing that this month, as voted on by the Pledge Hammers. Just very quickly, before we get into the Ultra Chats for the rest of this episode, there was a report from WrestleVotes on Twitter talking about, I'll do a direct quote here, saying that they had more than one source this weekend, without them directly asking, state that they believe WWE will try for an unexpected Forbidden Door entrant for the Men's Royal Rumble. Personally, I'm skeptical when it happens, but I can confirm WWE is at least open to the idea, which is exciting enough. So, first things first, where would this come from? Would it be another Impact thing, because they already have the link with Mickie James? Would it be like a New Japan thing, because they were in talks with New Japan last year when they were renegotiating Daniel Bryan's contract? Is it going to be AEW? That's ridiculous. That's not gonna happen. It won't be AEW. I don't know who it's going to be, though. But the thing is, though, AEW has a track record of working with other companies, lots of other companies. And there are people who still like WWE who are employed in AEW currently, like Bryan Danielson and Adam Cole, who still like WWE, and they had a genuine choice between, you know, going between both. Could you see someone like a Chris Jericho or a, I don't know,
imagine
Adam
Scher
or Braun Strowman, you know, he comes back for a one-off? I don't know. Yeah, maybe this is Jericho's.
I had to think about it. Braun, I had forgotten about Braun Strowman, to be honest. Like, I think he's so, like, off my radar.
Yeah.
Sorry, Braun. Same. Sorry, Braun. Yeah. It's like, if you're not being seen every day, you fall off this radar. So I'm sorry, Braun. Yeah. I just forgot about you. That could be interesting. I think that would probably be one where it's like, you would get the reaction of a surprise, and you don't also have to like necessarily commit to, you know what I mean? So I think Braun could probably be an option. Again, I didn't even think about him. And I just feel like if they are going to do another like Forbidden Door person, it probably would be Impact. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just maybe somebody that's not signed.
But then who would it be if it's from Impact? Because I don't know who would carry the kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe this person is here in WWE. That's crazy. You know, in years gone by, that person would have been, you know, like AJ Styles before
he eventually
came over.
It could be for the women, the inspiration.
Totally.
Did they say in that report men's or women's Rumble?
That it specifically the WrestleFuzz one said the men's Rumble.
Oh,
I could totally see more impact talent coming for that. But I, because that one to me sounds like it's going to be like a, oh my God, this person's here.
Okay, see, I don't know who would. I have that OMG, that person is here for. I don't know.
The closest thing I can think of will be someone
Rhino?
Like Jay White. Rhino,
as
sure.
The nostalgia thing?
Yep, 100%.
I'm sorry. I think there's actually a shot. I don't know.
I mean, it's unexpected. You're right.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
That's all I've got. That's my best guess.
The closest thing I could see would be someone like Jay White. I think for it to be an unexpected Forbidden Door person, it would be someone that hasn't been in WWE before, or like some kind of like big thing.
This is where we're wrong, okay? This is where we're wrong, okay? Because I think you're talking about like the community of wrestling fans that watch everything, right? Or like the majority of things that know Jay White and all of that. But I think that we cannot forget that a lot of the people that watch WWE, either A, just watch WWE, are casuals, and they're like, oh, well, let's go to a wrestling event. Well, WWE is the big, you know, the big dog, right? So it's like you want to get somebody, I think, that there is a better chance that those people would know and react to. You know, like, how many times don't you, like, for example, and we've seen this, like, even within WWE, where it's like, when you see somebody from NXT, right, and they go to the main roster, and then they have, like, zero reaction, and people are just like, yeah, cool, we don't watch NXT, like, we just watch Raw and SmackDown or whatever. So yeah. I feel like it has to be somebody. It's Rhino. That's it. And I'm just it's got to be somebody that there's a better chance of those, like, fans knowing of.
That's a very fair point.
I don't know. Yeah. That's just like how I'm seeing things. Like maybe I'm just like dead inside and I can't think of exciting things anymore. Because I just feel like if I think like, oh, like somebody like a Jay White, right? I just feel like it's too niche, too like insider, too like I don't know. It's just it's catering to, you know, that fan base, you know, those people that watch a little bit of everything. But I don't know if that's their train of thought. I think we can't forget that they're catering to not just us, but those audiences as well.
Yeah, that's very true. I will say that generally Royal Rumble crowds can be a bit more smarky to use the term, because, you know, a lot of people really enjoy it. Royal Rumble is like one of their favorite shows of the year. And we get, I think apparently they've sold something like 26,000-27,000 tickets for the Royal Rumble. So it is going to be a big show. I just don't know whether enough people would know a name like, let's say, for example, a Jay White or someone like that. I don't know whether enough people would know him to make the reaction worthwhile, you know, like when AJ came in, like everyone in that building knew who AJ Styles was, and that was like a huge deal.
See,
and I know AJ is very different from Jay White. I understand.
Yeah,
that, but
AJ Styles is the exception; he's not the rule.
Yes,
that's a very fair point. Yeah,
fair.
Like Royal Rumble, like at least, you know, I know a lot of my family watches. Well, a lot of the guys, they all watch wrestling, right? And you know, I have like distant cousins and all of that, and distant uncles and all of that. Like Royal Rumble is probably the only WWE pay-per-view besides WrestleMania that they would even bother. Like let's just say I was gonna throw a party and I was like, hey guys, why don't you all come over for the Elimination Chamber or Survivor Series or Money in the Bank? People would be like, nah, pass. If I was like, hey, do you guys want to come over and watch the Royal Rumble? I feel like I'd probably get more interest.
Yeah, totally. I mean, the Rumble is something that's so easy to understand from a casual perspective. It's like, throw people out ring, last person in ring wins. Done. There's your story. You don't have to understand the mechanics of storytelling or like pinfalls and submissions and rules and DQs or anything. It's just like, people enter ring, people leave ring, last person in ring wins.
It's exciting too. Like, you don't even have to be a fan. You're just like, oh, who's going to come out? Oh, who's this guy? Oh, this guy's, you know, and you can develop an attachment. Like, that's the thing. Like, you could be a casual fan or like a non-wrestling fan, hop in, see somebody that you connect with and be like, you know what? I'm rooting for that person. And that's it. That's the person you're rooting for, you know? Yeah. So it is one of those things that I think appeals to a lot of people.
Absolutely, yeah. So finally then, Denise, let's not talk about it anymore. I want names. So who would you like to see win for both men's and women's? And who do you think is going to win, men's and women's? Give me the names.
I don't have anything. Pete.
Damn.
I have nothing.
Okay. All right. I'll do my first.
I don't want to give a name, like a for sure name, and not even feel 100% confident in it. Like, yeah, I just feel like I'm setting myself up for failure.
Yeah. Okay. Who would I like to see win? Men's Rumble. Walter. Don't care. Give me that. He's in America now.
Okay, fine. I'll give mine. If you're going to give Walter, then I'll give AJ Styles.
Nice. Yeah, that's totally fair.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but at least that's what I would want. Just like, if they were going to book this Royal Rumble specifically for Denise Salcedo, that would be my pick.
Absolutely. If they were going to... Yeah, exactly. If they were going to book the Rumble for Pete Quinnell, Walter would win everything all the time.
He would just chop everybody too, and then that's how they'd be eliminated. Chop. Yeah. What's
he'd up? Chop them over the ropes. It literally writes itself.
Yeah.
And for the women's Rumble, I think I want to see Bianca win again, honestly. I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the best. That's like the bestest, safest option, I think. I'm just going to go like out of the blue, completely out of the blue. And I'm going to go with, I was going to say Dakota Kai just because I really like her, but screw it. I'll say Dakota Kai just for fun.
Nice. That's good.
There
you
go.
And who I actually think is going to win? Men's?
No idea.
Women's?
No idea. You see, that's why I couldn't give a pick. Like, there's the what I would, want as a fan, and then there's like what I really legitimately think will happen. Mm-hmm. Like what there's a better chance of happening.
Yeah. Well, that's conclusive. Good job. Good job, both of us. Good job, Team Panice.
Jesus, we're literally like 2 weeks away from the Royal Rumble. We can't even come up with like a for sure name. I don't even feel 10%. I don't even feel 5% sure in the names that I just said. Not even 5%. I just threw names out there.
Exactly, yeah. Last chance to get in your Ultra Chats to Team Panice. Get those in.
Hold on. I need to screenshot this. 1 second. Okay. Let me screenshot it. Okay, I screenshot it. Continue on.
Okay.
I'm going to post it on Twitter.
Get those Ultra Chats in to wrestletalk.com/support. Last chance to do so. We'll go through them now. All the ones that are $5 and up by the time the show goes off the air. Peter Mullins has been a member for 3 months. Thank you very much. He says, hey, Panice.
Hey.
I don't like that. I feel like it needs the team before it. I don't just like being called Panice. I feel
Panice.
Like that's weird.
No.
It needs
we're
the
Panice.
Team before it. The Rumble, it should be fine. They've had all year to plan this. I can't imagine how it's doomed. Oh, God, it's so doomed. Ah. Yep, that sounds about right.
Wait, what did he say? What's doomed?
The Rumble as a whole.
Oh, no. The Royal Rumble's too exciting of a concept to ever be doomed.
That's true. I just don't. The thing is, I said this last year as well during the live reactions, I think. They've been on such a good run of Rumbles since like 2018, I want to say. Uh-huh. I don't feel like there's been a bad Rumble since then. So I'm just waiting for the bubble to burst, you know? I'm waiting for the bad Rumble year whenever that will be.
No, we can't afford a bad Rumble year. We need to take every good moment we can take.
Absolutely. Jake Godbold says, honestly, for the women's Rumble, I believe the name people tend to forget is Lacey Evans. Her picks lately show her jacked, and I think she's a strong possibility to win the women's Rumble and challenge Charlotte for WrestleMania.
I think she's the story's there with her and Charlotte. I don't want to mention the story, but it's there.
Yeah.
That's an option. I wouldn't be excited though. Like, I'm not too invested.
No. I'm not investing in her. I totally think she could return. I think Bayley could return. I think Asuka could return. I think Alexa Bliss might make it in ring return in the Rumble. But I don't know about anyone winning. Go look at what I just tweeted,
Pete.
Oh, wait. I need to go on Twitter now. Hold on.
I tagged you.
And yeah. Good times. I'm very glad I made the graphic. That was so worth it. Yeah.
Team Panisse.
Team Panisse. There's nothing wrong with that name. I don't know why everyone's so worked up about it. Perseus M said, I would love for Tommaso Ciampa to win the Rumble and challenge Roman.
Asuka? He won't. Did he say, wait, who did he say?
Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh, I was like, Asuka to challenge Roman? To challenge what? Roman.
What? I was like, what? I mean, I'd buy it. I could buy that she'd win.
I don't know why I heard Asuka in my head. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Asuka?
Honestly, to challenge, I think I'd rather Roman. That would be a great winner to the Men's Rumble. Put in Asuka.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, you know what? Talk about shocking.
It would be. I can't see Ciampa winning. He's too small for Vince.
Yeah. I love Tommaso Ciampa. Like, he is my boy. Like, you know, I'm a fan. But, yeah, I don't see it either.
No.
Womp womp.
Sheldon Jackson said, I can see Charlotte winning and then seeing Charlotte versus Sasha at Mania.
Exciting stuff.
Why wouldn't you have... yeah, I suppose Sasha's injured, right? That would be... I don't want Charlotte to win.
Are you a Charlotte hater, Pete?
Yes. Maybe a little bit.
Okay, well, then we're perfect because I'm a Charlotte lover. I love Charlotte Flair. And I know she gets so much beef. Charlotte.
Okay, I'm not going to get fully into it. It's not entirely her fault. And I think...
The booking around it. Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard the arguments, Pete. Everybody always gives me these. I know what the people think. I'm fully aware.
I think I dislike Charlotte more than the average person. Because objectively, she's a very good wrestler. In-ring wise, objectively, she puts on very good matches. And that's great. I don't like any of her promos. What? Ever? I want to say.
Oh, Pete, you're such a
They're
hater.
Real bad.
Quit
real
drinking
bad,
the
though.
Haterade. No. I like her promos.
I will quote
You're just
Adam Blompey
on this haterade.
One. I will quote Adam Blompey on this one. It sounds like she's talking underwater.
That actually sounds like him. Like underwater. Oh, I can't do his voice.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't buy into a lot of stuff she does. She never treats her opponents like an actual threat. She's always just like smiling and laughing off and being like, you're nothing. I don't care about you. And it's like, well, why do I care?
Yeah, I love that. I'm sorry. Like, I get what you like the aspect of her and her promos. I love it. I think that she's like one of the persons because is disliked by people. She can get that reaction from people. I think she's great. I think she's great in the ring. I think she's great on the mic. I think that she's, you know, God, she's a star. I see a star there. I love Charlotte.
She definitely has star power, not disputing that. And I said, objectively, she's a great wrestler. It's just, I just don't buy into her stuff. I'm not emotionally invested in anything
evil,
she does.
Pete. You're just evil.
I'm just evil.
You're just evil.
That's gone one step higher. You're hating a bit. You're drinking the haterade. You're evil. I feel like that's really stepped up a bit there.
Yes.
I feel like that's a bit harsh, but okay. What happened to Team Panisse? Come on, man.
It's falling apart.
Because of Charlotte. Yoko Littner says they should finally debut Io Shirai this year. Should have been called up about 2 years ago. She has a storyline with either champion. She beat Charlotte but without pinning her and could go after Becky since already beat Charlotte for the title.
Yep, Io Shirai would be somebody that would be very exciting to see in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Great. Yeah. Mr. CJ Lilly says, hi Denise and Beat, how's your day going? I really think that Alexa is going to win and challenge Charlotte and win at WrestleMania 2, as if you've seen how much merchandise she sold, she's a draw, the most merchandise of the current roster, more than Roman. That
I forgot
is true.
About Alexa. This makes more sense now. She's doing her journey. Mm-hmm. She's gonna be cured by the time she comes to the Royal Rumble,
maybe.
Oh, I switched
what
my
if she
option.
Wins via telekinesis win. What if she uses her powers and then she just does that, and then people just start jumping out of the ring.
Can you imagine the outrage?
It would be amazing. I wouldn't stop laughing.
Have you seen Carrie? Have you seen Carrie, the movie?
I haven't.
You've never seen Carrie? You know which one it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one where they're all going to laugh at you, and she's in the white dress and the blood on
her
face.
Yeah, and the blood. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a moment, I don't want to spoil it for you, where she does this, like, she has telekinesis, right? But her look, when she moves things, it's like, it's so scary, and it's, like, so hard on camera. And so, like, that's what I envisioned in my head. I envisioned Carrie. Yeah.
if it was actually Kerry, it'd probably be better than it is. And also, yes, that comment about Alexa Bliss selling a lot of merchandise. Yeah, unlike all time, she's like second after Stone Cold, which is bananas how much she sold. And it's primarily due to selling Lily dolls.
The Lily sold dolls? Like,
yeah,
they were like the little... $30 too, man. I was gonna buy a Lily doll as a joke, and I was like, nah, bro, I ain't gonna pay $30 for a joke.
Dude, she sold like 28,000 of those things. Like, that's ridiculous how much she sold. So maybe, yeah, they could be like, that's the thing. That's why I'm not convinced that they're gonna cure her of this thing, because they could just sell more Lily dolls.
She can make a new version of a Lily doll.
Oh my god. It's going to be like a Malibu Stacy, but she's got a new hat. It's going to be that. It's going
to
be.
I just hope they make her cuter, because she was like really ugly. Sorry, Lily.
I thought you were talking about Alexa. I was like, wait, what?
No, not Alexa. I'm talking about Lily. Lily's like really ugly.
Yeah, she's not great. Mr. Not So Casual said, one reason I don't think WWE should ever get rid of the two world title system is it, in theory, allows for a lot more unpredictability for who can win the Rumble each year. Also, great for Pete, he's not talking about 2.0. There's actually joy in his voice. That's true. I don't like reviewing NXT. It's not a good show. Thank you, though. Mr. CJ Lilly, again, our resident Alexa Bliss stan, says, hi, Team Panisse. I feel must refreshing to see a pay-per-view that you can't predict with both title matches and the Rumbles.
Oh, they could go anyway. Yeah.
Yes. They could go anyway with them all. All four could win the titles, and anyone can win the men's and be... Oh, this is hard with no punctuation. Anyone could win the men's and women's. I feel Alexa is winning that one. Seriously. Yes. Yes. I agree.
I'd be happy if Alexa won. I love Alexa Bliss. Like she's one of like, I'm very picky with who I like. Like I like every, like I like a lot of people. Right. But there's liking somebody and then there's, oh my God, I love this person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. I think Alexa Bliss for me is in the, oh my God, I love this person. part nice. Of my fandom. Yeah. Like I just like love everything she does. Like, and I know everybody was been like hating on this character, and I get it. I get the criticisms, but I just do think that her acting has been like, ooh, had they given this to anybody else, it would have died a fast death. But I think this, at least Alexa Bliss made it work to a certain extent.
I don't think she made it work, but I will say that she played the character as best as anybody could. I think she played the character absolutely like flawlessly.
Kids like the character. So maybe she made it work for the kids.
Yeah, maybe.
I know kids. I saw them at the events with the Alexa Bliss gear. I had kids in my family that were like, you know, with the little gloves and the, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Dang, like I was ready to buy those gloves, man.
We've got Mr. CJ Lilly again, our resident Alexa Bliss stan, that says, one, Denise, I really liked your view. It's time to give Alexa a break from all the negativity around her character. And looking at the merchandise sales, 1.6 million outselling Roman and Rock. She's a great draw at her job. Give her a chance now. She's back. Yeah, I can totally see her winning.
And this is going to be a little controversial, but I probably like Alexa Bliss on more than like a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
I really like my favorite people. I would probably go with Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair for the women, Bianca Belair. I would say that those are my favorite for right now.
That's fair.
I would probably say I'd consider myself a bigger fan of theirs.
That's fair. I mean,
yeah, we all got our favorites, right?
I really like Alexa. I think everything she was doing pre,
yeah, like the Little Miss Bliss stuff. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. I think she's probably, arguably, the most successful NXT call-up ever, I want to say. Because I think she's much bigger on the main roster than she ever was in NXT.
Yeah.
I mean, very well for herself.
I just think that she's got a lot of what I think appeals to both men and women. And that is so hard to find in like somebody. But I think Alexa's got it.
Yeah, totally. We have one here from Wednesday's stream when me and Tempest were reviewing NXT. They said, what if Cameron Grimes paid the fine? Money talks, talking about Von Wagner, that he got his suspension lifted and his fine paid. Why would Cameron Grimes pay that fine? That don't make no sense. That's what I'll say to that. because much like NXT, to be fair though, he totally could have, because much like NXT, it doesn't make any sense. And finally, oh no. And finally, Alistair Gavin says, "Oh, step host, what are you doing to my penis?"
No, God, no. God, no. World's greatest step host, man. Team penis. I love it.
Team penis.
Team penis. Every day.
So, Denise, obviously, yes. This, we haven't had a chance to speak about this ever. What'd you do for Christmas and New Year?
Like, oh my God, I didn't know where you were going with this. I was like, what's he going to ask me? Is this going to be a hard-hitting question? I was scared. I was like,
journalism facts right now. Your Christmas and New Year, what was it like? What did you do? Anything?
It was good. New Year's, I didn't do anything because, you know, COVID is just getting really bad. And it's so, I don't know how it is over there, but it's very bad over here. It's like thousands a day. So we didn't do anything for New Year's. For Christmas Eve, we did get together. We had tamales. All my family got together. Then afterwards, you know, I just pretty much just chilled at home. So it wasn't like anything major. We opened gifts. We ate. And that was pretty much it. Like nothing really like OMG.
Nice.
How about you?
That's solid. I got to see my parents over Christmas, which was lovely. I got to see my grandparents over Christmas, which was also very lovely. For New Year's, I was asleep by 9 p.m.
It was a good time.
Yeah, I didn't make it to midnight. I couldn't be bothered.
Why?
Who cares? It's whatever.
You get like sad when it's like midnight?
No.
I used to get sad on New Year's Eve. I think it's a very depressing holiday.
Why? Were you too busy looking back instead of looking forward? Was that what it was?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good way of putting it. I think it's like, you never know what to expect from a new year. And I just think it could be kind of terrifying. So I think, and it's more of like the way that I was raised. Like my grandparents were never really like big on New Year's Eve. They saw it as kind of a sad holiday. My mom saw it as a sad holiday and they kind of passed that down to me. And I've been working so hard at like changing my perception of like the New Year's Eve holiday. But when this year, when I was like, okay, we're all going to get together and have dinner at my house, but then, you know, COVID, and it was just like, well, we got to cancel that. And then it was like, oh, well, it's just me and my fiance, you know, just us two together, which is nice, but I did want to, you know, spend time with my family. So I think I had one of those things of like, oh, alone again on New Year's Eve. And he was like, what, I don't matter? And I'm like, you do. It's just like, you know, you still want to be with your family and whatnot during a holiday.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I thankfully got to see my partner, which was very nice. Because it's hard to see her lately because we don't live together and she's a paramedic. So she's out working all sorts of hours.
She's got a real job.
This is what everyone says. Everyone that I told she's a paramedic goes, so she has a real job then.
Yes, she has a real job that's changing the world.
Yeah, literally. Really helping people. And we're sat here chatting about nothing. So whenever I go to her, you know,
we're chatting about pro wrestling.
So whenever I go to her, it's like, oh man, it's been a really busy day today. Like I've had a lot going on. She's like, oh really? And I'm like,
Right. You cannot even like your Twitter, like if you like even go in, like let's say you have like a Twitter dramatic day, right? And you're just like, oh my God, this day was horrible. This happened on Twitter, blah blah blah. She'll be like, yeah, well, this person was dying and I saved their life.
Yeah. Or even worse, I didn't. And that's even worse, right? You know,
like how could you feel bad about a bad tweet when like she can say something like that, you know?
100%, which is kind of nice for me because it really puts everything in perspective when I was like, I've had a bit of a stressful day. And she's like, I'm like, right. Yeah, no, you're right. Let me take a step back. It's really nothing, is it?
Cool. I would be so pissed. Like if I was the paramedic and like my fiance was the wrestling YouTuber. I'd be like, be quiet. You do not get to complain about your day, okay? Like, you do not get to complain. Yeah, my fiance, he has a real job too. And, but his is not like, you know, he's not a paramedic, but, you know, he still has like a, you know, longer than 5 o'clock job. And he like tells me about like some of his work stuff. And I'm just like, ooh, thank God I do this for a living.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I could not deal with that stress at all.
No,
not even a little bit. Something that has been taken over Twitter lately, though, Denise, I don't know if you've seen it, is a little thing called Wordle. Have you seen this?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I haven't played it, though. Never heard of it.
word puzzles or anything like that? Is that your kind of thing?
I do like word games. I love Scrabble, as you know. I love Scrabble.
You mean the game boards? Yeah.
Yeah, the game boards. There's this website. I think it's called Pogo. Play online games for free.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I used to go on that website and play Scrabble for hours with strangers on the internet. It used to be my thing. But they also have this other game, and I don't remember what it's called, but it has like a little squirrel. And they give you like, they give you like, I don't know, like 6-7 tiles, right? And you have to make as many words as you can with those letters that they give you. And then you have to figure out the grand word. Oh, that game is so addicting. Like, I would play that for hours too. And then sometimes when I'm bored, I make my own word games. But I've never played Wordle.
Well, not to put you under pressure or anything, Denise. We could play Wordle right now if you want to. We could screen share it. We could just do it and we can just go through.
I could do it on my desktop.
I mean, we can do it. I was thinking I could do it here and I could screen share. Or you can screen
share. Oh, you can do it. You do it. You do it. Yeah, yeah. You bring it up.
I've already done today, so it would be you playing. It's just the visual.
Oh, okay. So we're going to show the world how dumb I am. I love it.
Exactly. That's the point. Yeah, no. It's just going to be for this. So, the rules. Here you go. I've screenshot.
Oh, my gosh. I need to screenshot this. Hold on.
Yeah. So, here we go. On this Wordle, it's a five-letter word, okay, that you're trying to guess, right? And you guess a five-letter word, and it tells you certain things. Like, if you've got a letter that's in the word, it will show you. If it's green, it's in that letter slot. If it's yellow, it's in the word, just not in the right place. And that's all the clues you get. You get six tries. You got to guess the word.
Oh, I don't think I get it, but I'll just, like, wing it. So, yeah, okay, sure. Explain. So I just pick a letter?
So, pick a five-letter word to start with.
Like, I make up the word.
Yeah, just guess a word, and it will tell you basically how close you are with that word. And you get six tries to get closer and closer to that.
Five-letter word?
Yeah.
Wait, I was hold on. I'm trying. I can't even do a five-letter word. I was like pretty. P-R-E-T-T-Y. Oh, my God. Hold on. I can't think of a five-letter word.
This is why I didn't want to put you under pressure, Denise.
The pressure is on. Okay. Oh, here's a five-letter word. Inbox.
Inbox. All right.
Sorry, my email's open, so I saw inbox.
Oh, that's nice. All right. So, inbox. All right. So, there's an N in the word somewhere, but it's not the second letter.
Okay, so that means the N is the first letter, right, of the word that I'm trying to spell?
Not necessarily. An N is somewhere in the word, just not the second letter, because that's where you guessed it. So, it's yellow. So, it's telling you it's not in the second place. It's in the rest of them.
What? Oh, so it could be like everything but the second letter.
Everything but the second letter, yes, could be an N. And the rest of the letters, I, B, O, and X, are not in the word.
Okay, so I give you another five-letter word?
Yep.
Roses.
Ideally probably hasn't. Okay, we'll go with that. That's fine. Roses. So then this will run out some other letters. None of them. None of them are in it. You've only got an N, Denise.
Oh, my God. Titan. No, wait. 3, 4, 5. Yeah, Titan.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, oh. Right. So it starts with a T, and there's also an A and an N in it.
Train. You know that
Train. All right. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay. So it's still just the T, the A, and the N, but you're figuring out some positioning. So the A is not fourth or third, and the N isn't second or last.
Huh?
There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
So the T is first.
T is first.
And that means the A would probably be like second or third, right?
Possibly.
Oh my God, I'm so confused right now.
Know is that A is not third or fourth. It could be second or fifth.
Okay, let me think. What's a T-A word? T-A word. Tar. I can't think of words right now. Oh my God.
And you also know that all of the letters at the bottom, I don't know if you can see it on your screen share, but all of those grayed
taken,
out letters at the
taken.
Bottom,
Taken.
I'm trying to see if you've used those things to E. Okay, so you know that there isn't an E in it because you've already guessed an E.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Right? So if you can see it, I don't know if you can see it on the screen share at the bottom, but those letters at the bottom that are still like the lighter gray are the ones you haven't guessed yet. And the ones that are dark gray are definitely not in it.
So I can get, okay, let me see. Oh, my God.
I want to see if I can zoom in, see if it would help. There we go. Now we're talking. That might make it easier to see.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm thinking.
This is intense.
I'm loving this. This I feel is great.
Okay, so there's no O, there's no U, there's no E. So I think it has to be T-A for sure.
Okay.
Based on just like, based on this. Okay, so I'm going to go with T-A. Let's see, what word can I make? Tackle. Can I make tackle?
That's six letters. That's C-K-L-E.
Oh, God. hold on. T-A.
And it also has an E in it, which you know isn't in it.
Oh my God. I hate this game. I hate this game so much. I can't think of a word. Oh, tear. No, there's no R. So I can do tear it.
Yeah.
Tay, taw, tad.
And there's an N somewhere in it that's not.
Oh my God.
It's not last.
Tangle. Oh, there's no E. Jesus Christ. No E. This is terrible.
Okay.
I can't do. Wait, is there an E?
There's no E.
There's no E, so I can't do tangled or tangle. Oh my gosh.
No, and that's also six letters, but that's not the point.
Oh, what about, no, there's no R. Oh my God. T-A tape? No, there's no E.
Yep.
This is painful. T-A Tava, Ty, Taj, Tom, Tam, Tammy? Tammy's not a word, is it? Can we put Tammy? T-A-M-M-Y?
All right. You want to guess that?
Put Tammy.
All right.
Oh. It ends in Y. Okay, I got the Y. The T and... Oh, Tally, Tally, Tally. T-A-L-L-Y.
You've got one last guess, and you know that there's an N somewhere in it that is not...
Oh, I forgot about the N.
That has to be in third or fourth. You know it is T-A... something something y, and one of those two somethings is an N.
Tangy. T-A-N-G-Y. Shut up. I figured it out. Holy cow.
He's only got it, everyone.
Oh, I can breathe now. That was terrible.
That little serotonin rush right at the end, just be like, oh, I did it, thank God. That's the whole game.
Oh, God. Tangy. No, wait, was it the word again?
Yeah, it was tangy.
Tangy. Yeah. Oh, that's a tear. I hate that game. I don't think I'll ever play
it's
it again.
Awesome. I love it. You get one word stressful. A day, and then you can just post your results. Everyone gets the same word every day.
Is that like a really bad score? Was my score like really bad?
I mean, you got the word, and a lot of people I've seen did not get the word today. So
okay, good. I feel a little bit more.
You have a big brain. Yeah.
Yeah, big brain energy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Tammy?
I mean, hey, it got you to the answer, man. It got you that why.
There you go. Needed, right? That's true. Yeah.
That's what I've been doing lately. I got converted by my friend who was just like, you had this thing called Wordle, and me and my other friend were just like, no, sharp. We don't whatever sharp. And then he was like, no, it's this really fun game. Like, it's been taking over Twitter and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, sure, whatever. And I googled it, whatever. And I was like, oh God, this is really fun. Oh no. So now I've been posting my results on Twitter every morning. Like, this is the first thing I do in the morning now.
Yeah, I've been seeing people like post it up and I'm like, psh, I ain't even going to bother with that. Ow. That's great. Oh, I love it. I'm so glad you made me play.
It's great. Anyway, I guess that's going to do it for this episode of the WrestleTalk podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Me and Tempest will be back tomorrow to review SmackDown and Rampage. And I think Luke's back next week to do the normal show with Denise next Friday. I don't know. We'll figure that out. But thank you, regardless, for listening. Really do appreciate it. Stay safe out there. We love you very much. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.